A very good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, let's just cut straight to the chase. What did you actually find with this research regarding exercise and type 2 diabetes?
Well, first of all, our research comes from the Sachs Institute's 45 and Up study, which is the largest ongoing study of healthy aging in the Southern Hemisphere.
Uh-huh.
So just to give you an idea, it follows about 250,000 people that are 45 years and over in New South Wales. And what we did was we examined physical activity levels, how much time people spent sitting, and also their weight status. So we looked at nearly 30,000 people enrolled in the 45 and Up study. And we followed them for nearly 3 years. And during this time, about 611 developed type 2 diabetes. And however we looked at the data, the main finding was that maintaining a healthy weight is the most important thing if you want to prevent type 2 diabetes. So this is even if you're very physically active and not sitting down much. Can I give you a few examples?
Please.
Sure, okay. So people who were obese, even if they were physically active and spent little time sitting, they had 5 times the risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to people who were of normal weight, even those who had low levels of physical activity and higher sitting levels. And for those who were overweight, but also physically active, they had actually twice the risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to normal people. People of normal weight and who were less active.
Now, that is surprising to me because I was under the impression that it was more around physical fitness rather than just straight weight levels.
Well, it depends on what you're looking at. So in terms of preventing type 2 diabetes, it appears that being obese reducing your overweight is the most important thing. But then if you look at cardiovascular disease, maybe, then in that case, being fit can have added benefits.
So if we're talking about preventative measures for type 2 diabetes, it sounds like your research is indicating it's strictly around weight loss.
Yes, so we're comparing different factors. So maintaining healthy weight is the most important thing, and you can achieve this through different ways. So adopt healthy lifestyle behaviors, continue to eat a healthy diet, continue exercising. So all of these things can help you manage your weight.
But certainly we've seen recently a bit of a movement that's pointed out that people can be very, very fit while still having what we might regard as an unhealthy weight level.
Yes, so people can, you can definitely be overweight, show that you're healthy metabolically. But what our research is showing is that if you want to prevent type 2 diabetes, the most important risk factor is managing your weight.
Can type 2 diabetes be managed or can it only be prevented?
It can be both, but I think the first step is to prevent getting type 2 diabetes, and if you can do that, it will, at least you won't have to manage type 2 diabetes.
Are there other ways to actually kind of reverse type 2 diabetes?
Reducing your weight. Also, reducing your weight, and there are all these contributing factors to managing your weight, such as being physically active, limiting takeaway foods, limiting your alcohol intake. And these can also help reduce your high blood pressure, which is another risk factor for type 2 diabetes.
Now, you looked specifically at sort of people over 45. Is that the greatest risk area for type 2 diabetes?
So, yeah, as you get older, your risk for type 2 diabetes increases. The sample we looked at were middle-aged and older. So it's a very important age range to be looking at because you're at greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Well, Ben, that's some fascinating research and quite a remarkable longitudinal study. The numbers you were talking about in terms of the people participating was quite remarkable. Thank you for sharing it with us in breakfast this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on this program. And I hope we can get the message out there that if you want to do something to prevent type 2 diabetes, keep an eye on your weight. It's very important.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.